I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I says to Mabel, I says, Mabel, listening to podcasts, what a fucking waste of time. Anyway, when did the mics go hot?
Hey, what's up, Peter?
Hey, Mabel here. Peter?
Uh-oh.
You're very mean and have unpopular opinions.
Lore Boys here. Pete's inaugural episode. Inaugural?
Inaugural?
Yeah. Nuclear.
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 Wait, we need to have two kids.
And
one of us needs to be a mom and dad, and one of us needs to not be here.
Okay. Well, it's my first episode of season three, and so... In our first episode about
Peter's
the Lord of the Rings.
Dad.
Oh, yeah,
the
dad. Who's who? Yeah. Who's who?
I'm the mom. Peter's the dad. You're the...
No, who's... What's your name? That's Peter.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Peter O'Donohue here. Sorry. God, I fucked that up last, like, on my last episode, too. I just forget to introduce us.
Yeah.
You should know by now.
Yeah.
Over here, who's this?
I'm James Miller, and every episode is somebody's first episode.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm Ethan Palmer. I'm the mom.
There we go. Now, I did a little bit of an introduction. A couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month or two, where we did The Lord of the Rings. But I talked about the creation of the universe, which does not actually feature in the title.
The Yiffiverse?
Yes.
Correct.
The Einolade.
Einolade.
Einulindale or something.
Einulindale, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that again?
Where it was Ainu and the creation and his song.
The first theme where he rocks the universe into existence.
Morgoth, yep. Or what was the...
Melkor.
Melkor was the discordant, discordant sound in the universe.
Makes dragons and trolls and shit.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a very cool episode.
And also, he also makes Sauron, who's going to feature prominently in this episode.
Turns out Lord of the Rings has some pretty cool lore behind it. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah, exactly.
None of you guys out there listening would have guessed. That's why we're here, to tell you guys, hey. Yeah.
We're just saving you from yourselves.
This cool hipster story called The Lord of the Rings.
You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They made six movies nobody watched out of them.
Yeah, no, it's
based on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the it was one of the redos that J.K. Rowling did where the gay characters turned out to be, like, pretty cool. So they went on a huge adventure.
They turned out to be pretty cool songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there was still all of the fart huffing that you would come to expect from Harry Potter now, apparently.
Fart huffing?
Yeah.
I missed that stuff.
Dumbledore
and Grindelwald. Yeah.
He would suck farts out of Grindelwald's butt like a bong hit.
Are you not on Twitter? You should follow J.K. Rowling on Twitter, dude.
Yeah.
I've read all
the stuff there.
Read all the books.
Well, there's not so much fart huffing in there.
No. You gotta read the Silmarillion.
It's just like, exactly.
Set up for,
The
Dumbledore tales, Grindelwald romance.
I even watched the Grindelwald things on the plane when on my way back from Poland. Yeah, both of them. I watched them in the
Fantastic
wrong order.
Fantastic Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight Schrute, sorry.
The Sick Beats. But anyway, what we're going to talk about now is the actual rings of the Lord of the Rings and who the Lord of the Rings is. Because it's one guy.
Frodo.
No.
What?
What?
Frodo Baggins.
It's Sauron. Sauron is the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I thought it was Blibbo or whatever his name is.
Blibbo. Blibbo. Everybody's favorite hobbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorite hermit.
Yeah.
Blibbo. He's got like a bunch of latex balloons hanging out of his pockets. He's like some sort of forsaken clown.
Yeah.
It's the big feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the rings of... God damn it. The rings of power, as they are known... are 20 magical rings indented or intended to be to corrupt the races of Middle-earth.
Yes.
There's 20 of them, Peter? I thought there was only one.
Five for the dwarves.
Nope.
11 for man. 3 for elves.
There you go. We did it.
Is that right?
19 of these rings were outsourced to the elven smiths of Aragon or Ergion. I haven't spoken this out loud.
Ergion. You don't speak Elvish.
Ergion? Yeah.
Spell it.
Ergo.
Spell
it. You mispronounced the words.
Wait.
G-I-O-N.
Eregion.
Yeah, Eregion.
Eregion.
Ergion.
Eregion.
Yeah. So Sauron, when he was making his evil rings, he was like, look, I'm still kind of frugal because I'm evil. I'm a bit. If anything, I'm a businessman. Yeah. He outsourced it to the elves.
He's evil, so he's capitalist, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
And the elves' time is worth less because they have so much immortal.
It was like a ring of power laundering thing, basically. Oh, yeah. He just wanted it to seem like he wasn't like super evil.
I picked up these rings from Cuba, so
yeah, exactly.
I gotta get them through customs somehow.
Ringsmiths were led by an elf named Celebrimbor.
Celebrimbor.
Who actually, which we all thought was like a made-up dumb fanfic character because he's the spooky ghost superpower in the Shadow of Mordor video game.
Okay.
He's totally from the Silmarillion.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Okay, I played that game.
Yeah. Celebrimbor's a real character.
Okay,
from,
cool.
Well, a real fake character, not a fake character.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
like,
yeah.
The guy that he possesses.
Talion is, to the best of my knowledge, a fake character, and not a real character.
I love that in that game you sneak up on your wife, and it's like it's teaching you
the stealth
tutorial,
kill is kiss
and it's like,
cheek.
Hold X to kiss your wife.
Yeah. I liked that. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, boys around the world.
Yeah, exactly.
A real woman. This isn't very realistic. But
then when you try to kiss all the enemies later, it goes way wrong.
Yeah, you cut off a lot of their heads. Yeah. I keep stabbing them in the throat. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Am I so unlovable?
I keep kissing them, but their teeth are so pointy.
It'd be funny because, of course, the nemesis system in that game is really cool, but if you, like, burn a guy, he comes back with scars. Yeah. If you, like, kiss a guy on the cheek, he comes back with, like, the lipstick mark on his cheek.
Unpopular opinion, I didn't love the game. I liked the game. I didn't love it as much as everybody else did, and I came at it probably two or three years after its prime.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun for what it was, but for all the hype that I got, I wouldn't say to, like, go back to it and expect it to be the best game ever.
So,
it's like, go kill
a lot of hype around that game.
I got it for, like,
everyone told me it was amazing.
Yeah,
and then
I
played
it
and it was like
65
cool.
cents, Same. I think, on Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Like maybe 3-4 months ago. Haven't touched it since I stopped. I was like playing and then stopped. I never even got to the part where you can create like your own employees, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just
killing
people. Yeah, I had a solid like hour and a half, 2 hours. Or no, sorry, like day and a half, 2 days of playing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It didn't stick for me, but it's fun. If you guys get it cheap, play it.
Like we said, it's and the thing that I thought was really interesting is that Celebrimbor is not a pure fan fiction character. Like I thought he was, just because the concept of the game is so fucking out there.
Yeah,
I was like, whatever. Some dude just made up a dumb, goofy elven name that Tolkien could never think up something so stupid like Celebrimbor.
He's
legit.
The man who thought up Blebo.
Come on. Blebo. Blebo Bergens. Blebo Bernstein.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that game caught a lot of flack for introducing, like, advertising having a female player character, but it was just a reskinned Tallow or whatever his name is.
Talion. Yeah.
And like it had the same voice lines. You still have a wife and everything.
Yeah, you could also save
the skin.
You could save yourself as well. Like if you play skinned as her, there's like some point where you need to save her.
Yeah.
And it's just her rescuing herself.
Yeah.
I've seen screenshots of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was 19 rings. Then like I said, there was 20. The final 20th ring was made in secret by Sauron himself.
And that's the one we all know.
A little bit of corporate espionage.
One ring to buy.
And yeah, it was made specifically to dominate the other 19.
What's the point of the other 19?
The first three magical rings were given to the Elven Lords. These were made by Celebrimbor himself alone and were never actually touched by Sauron.
Okay.
So he made them quickly overnight, just like, oh man, I just gotta get this stuff out before the boss gets here, because he's got some weird plans. I saw some of his Excel sheets, and I'm not into this.
These blueprints look fucked up.
They were actually named, these three rings, as is most things in Tolkien's work.
Mm-hmm.
Narya was the Ring of Fire. It was gold with a red jewel, and was given to a man in black.
Okay.
Not really. It's just a Ring of Fire. I just threw that in there. It's not actually given to Johnny Cash.
Oh, gotcha.
Little Johnny Cash lore for you.
Peter, you gotta remember, I am an uncultured idiot.
Right.
So.
And also, a man in black is like a fantasy thing, too. Like, Stephen King's gunslinger.
I think it's the man in black.
Yeah, what's the first line? Like, the man in black fled and the gunslinger followed or something like that?
Could be.
That's like the first line of the book. Yeah.
Don't know. Never read it either.
It's good.
So it wasn't Johnny Cash who got Narya. It was actually given to the Elf Lord Gil-galad, and he held the highest authority among the elves at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
King of the
this
elves.
This is in like the first age when the races of Middle-earth were created directly by the gods.
Yeah, okay.
Which you can learn about in our previous episode. Yeah, exactly.
You guys said that at the same time. How'd you know we had a previous episode?
Nah.
Oh, well, you know.
Peter and I met up before the show.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
We were kind of just like talking and chatting.
We
like,
should include me.
That's really nice. It was nice, just the two of us.
This ring?
Nobody else. Yes.
No mics.
Yeah.
This ring had the power to inspire others, evoking hope from those around the wielder. Okay. So it was like a passive buff for your party.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what that one.
Passive inspiration. I gotcha.
He now would, however, later die in battle against Sauron, which I'll detail later because it's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Nenya was the ring of water and the adamant. Water and the adamant. Okay. And that was given to Galadriel, who is in the first Lord of the Rings book and film, and she's part of the White Council. She's Cate Blanchett, I think, is the actress. Yeah, place. Exactly. She's still alive and still possesses it. Even in the film, she is wearing it.
It gives you, like, conviction? Like, you're really adamant about something? Or
you're, like, you're a stream, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking wear down that stone. Yeah. I don't care if it takes a fucking thousand years.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're adamant about it. You know what I want? I want me... a Grand Canyon, and I'm gonna get me a Grand Canyon.
Actually, that's a really good thing for elves. They just grind things down by time. They've got the time.
Yeah, they got nothing but time.
Yeah,
and gorgeous blonde hair and perfect skin and all these other things I don't have.
Yeah,
your skin's fine, Pete.
Like confidence.
Oh yeah, I'm hardly
a personality.
Yeah,
I'm a personality.
Ooh.
Keep moving on.
Yeah.
Stick to the script, Pete. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuck.
Yeah. I was like a cute laugh. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Right to laugh at Ethan's hurtful remarks. So this one was made of mithril, which is a silvery metal, and has a white stone embedded into it.
Yes.
Is mithril real?
Frodo gets a shirt of it.
Yeah. Mithril's not real. It's a myth, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But it's in a lot of games.
Myth not real.
Well, it's from Tolkien.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like a lot of fantasy.
It's like a fantastical
modern day dragons
ally.
Or like whoa. Orcs.
It
or
made
like
it the whole way because it's from the first fantasy to Final Fantasy. And it's in Final Fantasy.
Exactly.
Is there mithril in Final Fantasy?
Yeah, sure is.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. It's like one of the better armors usually. Is
it usually
it's like
is.
Mid-rangey, yeah.
It's like the second best light armor in Oblivion.
Yeah.
The best armor being glass because that's in canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass cannon is a whole other thing.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah, it's a different kind of build.
Yeah.
It's like me. I got one shot. Make it count.
So anyway, Galadriel is still the lady of the elven realm of Lothlorien, which is like the wood elf forest area, basically. Its power was protection and preservation, also possibly the concealment from evil, which would explain why Lothlorien was never touched during any of the wars.
Okay.
Her ring may have been protected, because remember, Sauron wanted all these rings that he paid for but didn't check out to be evil, and Celebrimbor like slammed out three in an afternoon.
Yeah.
He was just like, quickly, and just gave them to his best friends, basically.
Yeah. He made them...
Boss, I already shipped those ones. Did you want to see them before you did? Oh, damn.
Worked at the restaurant, slipped a couple extra patties and a burger or something.
That's it.
Yeah, when your boys show up and they get a large fry for the price of a medium.
Yeah. Right?
An extra couple slices of pepperoni on that pie. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I would never do that for you guys. I would never do that.
No, man.
No, I mean,
I would never risk my job like that.
No.
My
respect
and when we find out what happens to
boss.
Celebrimbor, this is really more of a lesson than just doing what your boss tells you no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
My free milkshake to paid for milkshake ratio is way off.
Yeah.
In my whole life, anyway.
But you worked at McDonald's, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then the final third ill-gotten give it to your boys ring was Vilya, and it was the Ring of Air. It was also first owned by Gil-galad. So he got two.
You got two? Damn.
Yeah.
It's just a really light ring. It just even feel like it's on.
Pimp's got two hands.
Right?
Oh.
10 fingers.
That's it. 10 fingers, 2 hands.
Never learned to count that far.
20
but
fingers? Yeah. Wait.
I'll try 7
feet. Okay, so he was the king of elves, so it makes sense that he gets two rings. But at that point, it raises the question, why did Galadriel get the third ring? More than anything. Why didn't he just get three rings at that point? He's king.
Galadriel is also...
royalty.
One of the oldest and one of the most powerful beings in Middle Earth. Like,
right? She gets all scary. She yells at Frodo.
Yes, she does. Yeah. But this ring here, Vilya was later passed on to Elrond, who is Lord of the Elven City of Rivendell.
Agent Smith.
Yes.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Last name Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard. Yeah, exactly. So he used, Vilya was the ring of air and had the power of deception, where you could just create a sick new religion out on a boat when you get really drunk with your buddies.
And Elrond was like, "Will you give it to me?
Yeah, your money. And then if you get divorced, maybe Katie Holmes just disappears forever.
Yeah,
what of it?
It's good. Everybody wins. Everybody
you
wins.
Ate her placenta. That's all you needed,
we'll,
right?
We'll have young Tom boys Cruise. On the boat. Yeah,
I saw a very real article this week that eating placenta is bad.
Bad
for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Canadian study actually.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't gonna do it. So good.
A lot of people do.
I know. I heard.
You don't have to.
It's homeopathic or something. It's like a natural remedy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think a lot of. I don't know. I don't get it.
You got to eat the bubble that birthed you or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
Like, why eat that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why eat it? It's not the bubble that birthed you. It's the bubble that birthed someone else.
I've only ever seen a dog eat placenta because they leave them around Ethan's farm.
They do. Sometimes
dogs will eat fucking anything, though.
Yeah.
They will. The air ring, which Elrond didn't eat. To the best of my knowledge.
as far as we know, Elrond never tried to eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. He kept eating it, kept throwing it up on the carpet.
Yeah.
He just like, eat it again, and kept throwing it up again.
Elrond! it was a gold ring with a blue gem in it.
Oh,
pretty.
Yeah.
Sapphire.
Vilya was the greatest of the three rings, however.
Really?
However, its exact powers are never actually detailed.
Okay. Oh, well. Yeah.
He was just like, yo.
This is a bit of a MacGuffin.
Like, yeah. He was like, it's the best one. What's it do? You'll figure it out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Oh, you'll know. That's when you see it, you'll know. You just do little like air cantrips, like just
yeah.
I can do gusts of wind. I can blow your shutters closed.
No, I was gonna say he's just like out in the garden, like no leaf blower, but he's just like cleaning up leaves.
Yeah.
It's like in the fall.
Got like those elves, like guys walking by and they're like big robes, just like blowing their robes up.
I was gonna say Marilyn, like investors.
Elrond like Marilyn Monroe.
It is speculated, however, to have the power to heal. In the first Lord of the Rings film, Elrond heals Frodo from the Morgul blade, which is an evil blade that breaks off a shard inside of him and risks turning him into a wraith.
A Nazgul.
Which we will talk about.
Nice. Very excited.
It may have also given Elrond the power to see the future as well, but because he has the power of foresight. However, it's unknown if he just had that power because he's basically an angel anyway.
Crazy.
Well, he's an elf. The elves are the...
No more so than any other elf, though.
No, well, yeah. They're very powerful. There's like...
Children of the Valar, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were created by Ainu Ilúvatar himself. That was his race. Yeah.
Oh.
They all had their train sets.
All right.
And his train set was elves.
Okay.
Yeah. Down in their basements. They all had their hobbies.
Yeah.
And that was one. It's possible that he could just do that on his own. It was fake. It was a placebo ring.
It was just giving
some fucking confidence.
You had the power inside you all along.
But foresight, again, like we came up in our Hollow Knight episode a while back. It's like, is foresight just intelligence above the person next to you? Is like being able to see something coming? Is it like actually a premeditated vision where you're like, I see what's coming? Or is it like, well, this and this has happened,
cause
so this
effect.
Must yeah. happen.
Elrond can see potential futures, and to the best of our knowledge, it's like legit magic.
Okay.
All that being said, though, the elven rings were actually super fucking weak.
Okay.
And this was the problem. The rings are invisible, for one. They do not make the wearer invisible. So you can reveal your ring, as Galadriel has done, but the rings themselves generally remain invisible on the wearer's hand. But that's like up until the events of the first book, like thousands of years later.
Yeah.
When Galadriel reveals one to Frodo. And she's carrying Nenya.
Nenya business, Nenya. Frodo.
Exactly. That's why it's invisible.
Yeah.
that might be a good episode title.
Actually, that's just a good mnemonic device. I'll remember that. Yeah.
Nenya business, Frodo.
Yeah. Vilya give it to me and Nenya business.
With Vilya,
the third one. The first one that Peter talked about.
It's Vilya, Nenya, and then I'm going back here.
Vilya.
Narya.
Narya.
Narya gonna tell me? It's Nenya business, Frodo.
Will Vilya tell me later?
Sure.
We did it.
Perfect.
Okay. Which one's which?
Yeah.
It was fire, water, and air.
Yeah.
Fire, water, air.
Yeah. Nanya is adamant.
Yes.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Water's adamant.
Well, Sam was there as... So this is interesting. This does not happen in the film, but in the book, when Galadriel reveals her ring, Sam is also there, but he doesn't actually get to see the ring because he's not a ring bearer. what he describes is he describes as though Galadriel was like holding like a ball of starlight.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that because like Sam at the end of the movies or the end of the trilogy, yeah. like I can't carry the ring, but I can carry you.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah. So he couldn't see it, but the neat thing
he's, like,
is
like not a ring bearer. I didn't know like a ring bearer was like an actual like role in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I think
well,
that's really cool.
As soon as you get one, it like imbues you with
you.
A little bit of his power. Like obviously, like the Ring of Power itself in the films, and I'm not super familiar with the books, sadly. It's kind of like a drug addiction, right? Where it kind of just starts to you just start to deteriorate, as we saw with Gollum.
Yeah.
But the other ones, ones have like different effects.
Did Tolkien have like any type of like drug problem or drinking problem?
Well, he smoked
or...
a pipe nonstop and it killed him. But he's kind of just kind of
I don't think like
a little bit fucked up because he did fight in and survive through both world wars.
Yeah, and you would have seen people who fall to that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Interestingly enough, the fact that the Elven Rings were made quite quickly and without Sauron's magic touch, this probably saved the three Elven Lords from corruption.
Cool.
Makes sense.
They had no service out in the woods. So when Sauron texted out the corruption message or whatever that bricks their iPhones, they didn't get it.
We all, okay.
You put the SIM cards in those rings, right?
Yeah.
yeah, boss. Totally.
yeah.
All right, good.
There's three of us in three rings. Right now, if these were the only ones, who would get which one? Which one do you want, Ethan?
I gotta be wind, I think. I think I'm air.
Is that the concealment one?
No, that's the Ring of Power. The Frodo's one?
No, the Ring of the Water was the possible concealment from evil.
I would like the water one.
Unsure.
Your water.
I'll take the Fire Ring in that case.
Cool. Yeah.
What are you on about?
Ninja business.
I'm air for sure. I'm flipping. Come on.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm a leaf in the wind. Three sheets to the wind.
The possible ability to heal and see the future.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
When you think, sees the future. You think Ethan.
Ethan Palmer sees the future.
I know that.
Or maybe.
You don't think it yet.
Oh. Oh, man.
I just thought it.
You can't disprove that.
Called it. Called it.
I just got incepted by the air ring.
You're so pregnant. Now.
That was three.
Oh, man. My water broke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good thing you got the ring.
Yeah.
So that was three. Seven rings that were made later were given to the dwarves. I want to get into their creation at some point. I'd like to do like a Races of Middle Earth episode, but I'm gonna wait for that because the dwarven race story is. I'll give you a little hint. No matter how much God Himself tells you that the elves were the first and true race of Middle Earth, it's not true. It was the dwarves.
Nice. According to the dwarves, or to who now?
According to the history as bespoke by the gods and sang into existence.
Okay. Oh wow!
Yeah. Well, I honestly just love the story so much. I'll tell you now, and I'll elaborate later.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember the god, the actual god that did it, but it was the god of the earth who was married to the tree lady who created the ants.
Yeah.
He was just fucking around one day, created the dwarves, and then Ainu shows up, and he's like, "No, I was gonna create life.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't feed these things. So I'm gonna have to take them out back and kill them." And then so he takes
all these short bearded things.
Well, so he takes out back the seven dwarf lords, and he's about to kill them, but his presence gives them life, and then they beg for mercy. And then he's just like, "You guys better go to sleep forever until I create my own race, and don't tell anybody you were here first."
Yeah.
It's the opposite of the Sleeping Beauty, because the seven dwarves were sleeping.
Yeah.
And then the Sleeping
well,
Beauty
Snow
opened
White.
Up? Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's Snow White. Yeah, that's the one.
Sleeping Beauty and the seven dwarves.
Yeah. It was Aule.
Aule, that's
Aule and Eru.
Yeah, Aule and Eru, and he created the dwarves.
They fucked and made dwarves.
His dad.
He made them.
His dad got mad.
He made them. Eru gave them sapiens.
Yes.
Mm. And what did they do? They just cut an elf in half and then two dwarves ran away?
Yeah. Yeah, they went into the dad's liquor cabinet, but all that was in there was very tall people. Yeah. And he was just like, well, we need to share.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it was the opposite. When Iluvatar created the elves, he just took two dwarves and stuck them together.
Trenchcoat. Yeah, that's Peter's D&D character.
That is my D&D character.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there are no original ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Peter took it first.
No matter what, I'm
eat
stealing.
Your
Peter took it first.
Yeah. No matter what, I'm stealing from Tolkien.
Did you say eat your ass out?
Yeah, like the expression.
Yeah. Eat your ass out, Tolkien.
Eat your own ass out, Tolkien.
The seven rings for the dwarves, because they're the shitty second race, right? they weren't first at all. Silver medal race, those dwarves.
Yeah. In the race, they were second. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. We remember it. We have photos to prove it, he said, holding up a doctored image on a newspaper.
Yeah, that's it.
Can I get closer to that newspaper?
No.
No. But yeah, anyway.
I'm God. No.
But they probably went unnamed, possibly due to the fact that they did not work as Sauron has intended. Because his outsourcing has thus far not really gone very well. It's like, look, dude, you're an angel. You would live forever. You want something done right? Do it yourself. Which ultimately is the lesson of the Lord of the Rings, right? Is just like, don't rely on other people.
Tolkien just really wanted to clean his room, and then that came out.
Yeah, exactly. But this is the other thing, is there's no reception underground either. So Sauron was unable to use the rings to have the Dwarf Lord submit to his will. Possibly due to their natural hardiness, or possibly because they were the firstborn race of Middle-earth.
Yeah.
Despite what people have been told, the fact that they are, objectively, the firstborn race of Middle-earth, they may have been even more resistant to his corruption, because he is barely older than the dwarven race itself, right?
Yeah. If I had to join one of the races, like, elves would be cool, because they're, like, old as fuck, but, like, they're way too civilized. I think it'd be so fun to be a dwarf.
Hobbits, man. Hobbits all the way.
Hobbits, yeah. For sure. How long do they live, though, versus dwarves?
Hundreds of years.
Hundreds?
Yeah. Like, Frodo himself is, like,
It's a Bilbo's 111th birthday.
Yeah, but Frodo's, like, 60-something.
But, yeah, Frodo gets to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he goes to the west.
The Grey Haven.
Sails to the west or the east.
Yeah, he goes to the Undying Lands.
As a boy who sunburns very easy, I think living in a mountain's a pretty cool idea.
And damp, also. Yeah. Not just cool, but also damp.
Yeah, it's damp. That's okay. I like to get moist. And you can learn how to, like, blacksmithing. That seems like a dwarves are, like, the best at that, right?
They are the craftsmen. Yeah, they're the craft lords.
Fucking just hang out under a mountain, drink mead, and learn how to do things good.
Actually, I want to be a dragon. Fuck this. I want to be a dragon.
They're like demigods.
Yeah. Can I be a wizard? I'm a wizard.
Oh, they're angels. Wizard. Yeah. Wizard's pretty cool.
Wizard's pretty cool.
I was just saying, if you're going to be an average Joe, though, like, you could be an average dwarf. Could you be an average wizard? No.
Yeah, wizard. There's two blue wizards that no one remembers. Yeah. You could be one of them.
Yeah. It's the height of mediocrity.
Gandalf, Saruman.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
Radagast.
Radagast, and then Ethan and Jamie.
Yeah. Just standing there, like, slap fighting each other.
The blue wizards. So, despite the fact that the seven dwarven rings did not work as Sauron had intended, they may have been kind of like curse investment rings.
Okay.
Where they paid off later on. Because the dwarven rings could not make the users invisible. Okay? He could not directly corrupt them using the one ring. But what it did give them was insatiable greed.
Oh, that's from Sauron?
And the ability to accumulate wealth. And who else just loves to fuck piles of gold?
Dragons.
Smaug.
Yeah, so due to the combination of both the ability to accumulate wealth, but be just insatiable, they kind of, you know...
Attracted dragons.
They were the guys who left out a couple too many pizza boxes, and they got roaches.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and they got roaches.
He gave them, like...
This, of course, took thousands of years.
Yeah.
Right? But when you think about it, how many dwarven kingdoms still remain at the time of the Lord of the Rings?
None.
Fucking one.
Really?
And it's Dane of the Iron Hills.
Oh, right.
That's it.
Sad.
Yeah, that's it. Because all the treasure attracted dragons. You know what? Yeah. It's like, you want ants?
You want to be a dragon when I want to be a dwarf?
A big dragon magnet.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's because I'm so attracted to you, Jamie.
Oh, that's why.
But yeah, so greed would lead the wearers to ruin. Whether this was intentional or not, it's still a curse of its own, but the rings did give them the ability to accumulate wealth, but the side effect was they only wanted more. They constantly, oddly enough, they were just chasing the dragon. And the dragon found them.
Chasing the magic dragon.
Yeah.
Wow. I like to think dwarves just had, like, nice tree houses until they got the greed, and they're we got it. The mountains where the gold is.
They're like, the living in yurts, and they're like, I'm digging a fucking hole in the ground looking for gold, baby.
They're chasing the dragon, they come right into a dragon's den.
Boy, this rock sure does look like scale. Swing your pickaxe harder, idiot.
So this itself is obviously its own curse, because dragons are incredibly intelligent, wickedly powerful, and extremely greedy.
Yes. Did dragons get a ring from Sauron?
Nope.
Making them greedy?
Mm-hmm. No, because they're on par... They're weaker than him, but they're powerful than the race, more powerful than the races of Middle-earth.
Makes sense.
Dragons, trolls, and Balrogs were created directly by
Melkor.
Yeah, so they're on the same level as Gandalf, who is stronger than Gimli.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're angels opposed to, you know, an ascended race sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
A discordant note. Two semitones next to each other. That's what they are. Gling!
Well, because it was the first theme.
No, wait. Yeah.
So count them, boys.
With your one mouth.
Count them on one hand. Oh, wait, you can't. You need two, because that's 10 rings now.
Shoot.
Okay.
7 dwarfs.
This is 20.
And 3 elf.
That's 10.
So we're going to hit on 9 now.
9 for man. Yeah.
9 for man.
9 for the boys.
9 rings were given to the kings of men. Men being unique in that they are not immortal.
They're very shortly lived, yeah.
Men were doomed to pass onto the world to a destiny unknown even to the elves.
Just,
damn.
We're a guinea pig to a sea turtle.
They go live in a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They turn to green spooky ghost people.
Yeah.
Guinea pigs or sea turtles?
Yeah. What's that?
Guinea pigs or sea turtles?
Guinea pigs.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both, actually.
Yeah.
They share a similar fate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
They share similar lives in a lot of ways, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Guinea pigs always pass into the ethereal realm. That's why, you know, you always show up and there's a new one in your elementary school class?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I found out about animals called a skinny pig, which is the hairless version of a guinea pig.
Sounds gross.
A malnourished...
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Yeah, so, I mean, says me, the man with the salamander in the fish tank, but yeah.
That is true.
There's nothing wrong with your salamander in the fish tank.
It's gross. It looks like a penis.
She does.
It does look like a
with
penis.
With gills.
Looks like a penis.
Oh, with a flourish.
Face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like mine.
A little content smile on it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I get to come.
Spurt, spurt, spurt.
Being a penis is probably, like, pretty cool.
Yeah. You get abused every once in a while.
Once in a while.
I would be a dwarf before a penis any day.
Depends on who. If I had to choose between being a dwarf, being a long-lived semi-immortal dwarf, and a penis, I would choose the dwarf.
Yeah.
But if I could be a dwarf penis, obviously.
Do you think they have human-sized dicks on their like little bodies?
I think they have massive dongs.
Dude, I hope so. Like proportion-wise, or like compared to us? Either?
Massive, both.
They got swingers, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
nice. Knockers, third legs.
Yes. That's why they grow the beards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you get a boner in class, you gotta tuck it into your beard.
Yeah, that's it. they introduce themselves to a woman, they like split it. They're like, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like split the beard and let the...
Beard spreading on the metro.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like a lot of dwarves have Scottish accents.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well, that's the default
in the movie.
Now.
Why,
yeah.
though?
Because they're... It's
why Hollywood?
Yeah. Scottish people don't live in hills. They're not tiny.
Maybe they do.
I mean, they live on hills.
I'm from Scottish heritage. Yeah, I guess I live
the
on
moors,
hills.
The moors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty sloped.
Yeah.
A lot of mountains. But I don't think that was a Tolkien thing, the Scottish accent. I think that's a Hollywood
thing. Okay. They just needed some English-speaking accent that wasn't British to make them seem different. Probably,
The elves are British.
Yeah.
Because they're haughty.
They drink a lot.
The dwarves are Scottish because they're rough around the edges.
Yeah.
It's all like weird white-on-white racism.
It's imperial stuff just from the British Empire.
Exactly,
Well, I saw a great review. This is the last tangent before we get into the Nine Rings of Men.
Yes.
Well, I was watching this reviewer where he
Nine
was talking,
tangents for the Nine Rings.
this guy was talking about where you get to play as the four fantasy races, whereas the English, the Welsh, the Scottish, and the Irish.
Okay.
But it was humans, elves, dwarves, and hobbits.
Yeah, I guess the Welsh would be, the hobbits would be very Welsh.
Yeah, anyway, so the Nine Rings. All right, we're almost done.
Pam, pam, paran.
Nine rings were divided among the evil-hearted men who were doomed, as these rings were under the control of Sauron.
Okay.
These were the primo evil rings. The high quality, this was
that LTE shit.
This was the daddy reserve.
Yeah, Sauron's got a direct line to you.
Exactly. Only one of these men was ever given a title, and only one was ever actually named. So, the Witch King of Angmar was named... Or was titled, excuse me, and Camul the Easterling was named.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. He's a bunny.
Exactly. Yeah, Camul the Easter Bunny. Yeah. Wouldn't it be fucked up is when Frodo puts the ring on, he sees all like the spectral forms. There's like a big rabbit.
Yeah, there's like Santa Claus, a big rabbit.
Santa
like,
Claus, a leprechaun, yeah. The Tooth Fairy.
That's Donnie Darko shit, though. Yeah. That's like
that's yes. Good art.
Wouldn't it be so funny if like he puts the ring on, he sees like all the ring race, they all look normal, then there's just one of them like running around with brightly colored eggs, like hiding them in the background. Like,
oh, the way you can see the eggs on Easter.
You
go to the Wraith dimension.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Fro just got the ring so he can get those Cadbury cream eggs in fucking July or whatever.
Yeah, whenever he wants it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm popping over to the ring dimension. Anyone want some candy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Got a
give you some mini eggs.
Yeah. All right, you got it.
Blibbo?
Yeah, good? Blibbo, you good?
Camul was a king. So this is Camul the Easterling in what is basically like the Middle Earth version of the Mediterranean.
Okay.
Because it's the guys who ride the elephants.
Okay.
Do people ride elephants in the Mediterranean?
Well, Hannibal did, yeah.
Lecter?
Across the Alps.
Across the Alps.
Shit.
Yeah. Have you not seen Silence of the Lambs 2 crossing the Alps?
Yeah.
Dude, for a second, I thought you were serious until Ethan laughed.
God, you've really like, never
what?
Seen a movie in your life.
When Hannibal Lecter escapes the FBI and mounts an elephant and rides it across the mountains.
On elephant back.
Yeah.
Astride an elephant.
Yeah. Dude, the most efficient way to cross mountains. Yeah.
There's a movie coming out called Detective Pikachu, and it's voiced by...
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Van Wilder.
Why couldn't Hannibal Lecter cross the mountains on an elephant?
Thank you!
Movie magic, baby!
I'm constantly baffled by what comes out.
I guess, the point being, Hollywood is an absolute shit show. Yeah. They will make anything, and if putting Anthony Hopkins on an elephant to make him
money,
escape the FBI...
To make a buck?
Yep.
Originally, it was supposed to be voiced by Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
But I would
be much more down.
Destroy that movie. It was Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Oh, I'd move heaven and earth to see that.
Yeah,
film.
Yeah.
We're talking about soundcheck though. If there's Fritos, Doritos, what about DeVitos? Yeah.
What would they taste
TM,
like?
TM.
TM. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Email loreboyspodcast@gmail.com with what you think a DeVitos would taste like.
I think they're pork rinds, but made from rum ham.
But they've got to be triangle chip shaped though.
Fritos are not all that.
We're keeping the form factor.
Can we give them like a little fringe of hair?
Oh, I'd love a little toasty little bit of hair to just really stay in your mouth after you're done the chip.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll hash it out.
Spit them out.
Yeah.
It's like eating like grapes that aren't pitted. You know.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
spit the seeds out.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
with
that.
With new DeVito Lore Boys brand DeVitos. You gotta spit the little hair pieces out.
So we've
just saying though, I swallow the seed, but
we've almost got a complete breakfast on our hands at this point, because one, we branded clam juice a couple weeks ago, and now you get a bag of DeVitos, and you get in a cereal bowl.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just...
Clam juice and
I don't want to...
Danny DeVito flavored corn chips.
Dude! I don't want to spoil
it,
but daily clams
in. We maybe have a cookbook coming out.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. 18 things to do with clam juice.
Yeah.
Clam juice and DeVitos. Best paired with a 4 Loco.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 4.
Yeah, 16 Loco.
Yeah, 16 Loco. Yeah. Go 16 Loco this holiday season.
So... To get back to the Nine here, despite the fact he didn't have a name but a title, the Witch King of Angmar was the leader of the Nine.
Yes.
He is the most powerful of the...
He's the Witch King.
...human kings.
So it was this guy who became the Witch King of Angmar.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
The Mediterranean boy.
No, that's Camul. He's just one
of
the
Nine.
It
wasn't Camul who became
the
Witch King.
No,
the
Witch King of Angmar is a different wraith than the Witch King himself.
So one,
and then there's seven other unnamed spooky boys.
There was one named human and now one named wraith, not necessarily the same person.
They're not the same person.
Explicitly not the same person.
Camul the Easterling and the Witch King of Angmar are different people.
Okay.
And then there is...
Both in life and post-life.
Yeah, and then there are seven other wraiths.
But they might be the same person.
But
No,
they are.
What I'm hearing is maybe they're the same person.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not... Camul the Easterling doesn't go by Witch King on the internet.
Yeah.
They're different.
It's XX420
yeah.
No-scope Witch King.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
At Witch King.
Yeah.
Oh, boys. I got such a long nose scope in Apex the other day. Sorry, I just had to say it. Let's go.
Okay.
The Nine Rings gifted the men with great power and wealth and made... Oh, excuse me. I was like getting confused with my own typo.
Uh-huh.
And turned them into powerful sorcerers as well. That's
Hell
why
yeah.
he would later be known as the Witch King, is because the rings turned them into sorcerers.
Made them witches.
Yeah. It appeared to give them eternal life. They didn't age. However, after some time, life became unbearable to them.
And they kept like eating grapes and they turned to ash in their mouth.
When they put their rings on, they would see phantoms of Sauron And one by one, due to like man's innate inability to resist evil, they fell under Sauron's permanent control.
Okay.
Yeah. So soon life became unbearable, but then they have to put the rings on, and then putting the rings on would make them go crazier and crazier until they just like stay.
It's drugs, you're saying.
It is.
It's meth.
It is. It's meth. Yeah.
Sauron gave them meth. Yeah.
They became wraiths that would only do Sauron's bidding. Well, like where their bodies are kept, their bodies are said to still exist.
They're locked up with Walt Disney.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say is like most think the Nine and Walt Disney are kept in the dungeons of Sauron's fortress of Barad-dûr, which is a tower with a flaming eye on top of it.
We talked about last episode that
Lenin's body
is just
as well.
Cover, right?
You got Lenin in the glass coffin, Walt Disney, the Nine Ring Wraiths, in the basement of Barad-dûr.
Mickey's down there tending to them, like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
The Grand Witch
one
Claw.
One ring to rule them all. Ooh. So, also in the... one
Mortar's
brand.
Mickey?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it would have fucking... was Bill me an army worthy of Mortar, and he goes out and buys fucking Fox.
Yeah.
I'm saying...
That, yeah, you don't want to bring that Mickey out of the vault, though. He's a very different Mickey. Yeah, he's not so tolerant of everyone.
Yeah.
You leave that Mickey where he belongs.
You know what? The Dungeons of Barad-dûr, I think, are a good place for racism.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's Steamboat Mickey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, just leave that shit in there.
Yeah,
Disney's from the Vault collection. I mean,
yeah,
the Vault under Barad-dûr.
Interestingly enough, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Vault in Barad-dûr. War Boys canon. Interestingly enough, the 7 reclaimed dwarven rings are also in the dungeons of Barad-dûr.
Okay.
So Sauron managed to get all his old phones back to give to his girlfriend.
These
fucking keeps
things never worked.
Yeah, she keeps breaking them. So he's got like a bunch of spare cell phones to give to his girlfriend.
Something you want to talk about, Pete?
Nope.
Pete seems stressed. Everything okay at home, Pete?
I'm just saying, I got one girlfriend and no spare phones.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to have a...
I used to have 7, got them back from my dwarf friends.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of spare phones, just saying. So the Wraith's strength increases with Sauron's to the point where the Witch King was apparently able to match Gandalf in power.
Oh, yeah.
Who is an angel. Well, if we recall, during the Battle of Minas Tirith, he, through sheer force of will, explodes Gandalf's wizard staff.
That is true.
In his hands.
That is true.
Yeah.
Pretty badass. Yeah. Well, I guess, like, in the first movie, too, they're riding horses. The third movie, they're riding those worm things.
They're called fell beasts.
Fell beasts.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a sheer force of will. I think he just knew what made Gandalf tick.
Yeah, and he knew how to get his goat.
Yeah, exactly. And Gandalf's like, and then just,
it was Gandalf's own power.
It explodes in his hand. Yeah, exactly.
I hate it when it explodes in my own hand.
Yeah.
The cool thing is, the Witch King was once a regular man, and Gandalf is and always has been an angel.
A demigod,
yeah. And now he's more powerful than that, so this is like kind of crazy.
His smoke tricks is what really impresses me, though.
Yeah, that's it. He's good with a pipe, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. The little sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Oh, and so did Tolkien.
Pretty cool.
The Nine, however, their ethereal forms, were visible to the Maiar. Sauron and the wizards, and whomever else was wearing the ruling ring, which is the One Ring, the gold one, could see their spirit forms, which we see in the films, where they're the spooky the ghost boys.
When he's like, I'm going to get away from these idiots by putting my ring on. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I don't remember there being so many ghosts in the smoky dimension.
Yeah, that's it.
And also the Easter Bunny.
I only remember a big red eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, that scene where he's like under the branch, like in the first movie, where it's like... he's in an enclave of dirt, and then like the guys are looking for him and come over,
and
like the horsemen.
Right at the beginning with the
horses are coming over and looking down at the enclave. He's hiding, heart beating in front, just the Easter Bunny.
Like a guy, no, not an Easter Bunny, but a guy in an Easter Bunny costume. Like, hopping along.
I think if the Easter Bunny was in every dramatic scene in Lord of the Rings, it'd be an objectively better film.
Infinitely better, already a good film.
Yeah.
Infinitely.
Kamul the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, Peter, during our New Year's party, we were, like, watching the
second one.
The second one, yeah. And there's a lot of times where there's really intense conversations where they're really close.
Yeah.
And, like, what if after every really intense conversation, they just snuck in a little kiss? Like... that would take up so much pressure from everything.
Yeah. Everyone could really relax.
That's the exact same thing I wanted for every fucking Batman Arkham game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can move around in the cutscenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get uncomfortably close to everyone who's speaking, but you can never give them a little sweet little peck on the cheek.
Can't peck them.
Nope.
You know what? Everyone
it's not Shadow of Mordor.
Everyone
bullshit.
At home, next time you're having
same combat, though.
Next time you're having a tense conversation, doesn't matter who it is, give them a little peck.
All
right. See how it goes.
Don't do that.
No, that's a bad
very
idea.
Very rapey vibes. Yeah,
yeah, but
it's assault in some cases.
Ask for consent and then maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, can I kiss you?
Think about it. Use critical. If you're listening to this and you're not sure, use critical thinking. Yeah. You know, is this an appropriate situation to kiss somebody?
Are they your boss? Don't do that.
Are they your boss? Yeah. Are they a coworker? Are they
complete
just
stranger?
A stranger? Yeah. Are they anybody who hasn't explicitly consented to you kissing?
If you see one of us in public, consent's there, all right?
Yeah, if you see me in public, consent is there.
Lord Boy's canon.
To give me a peck on the cheek.
Any of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's count our rings, boys. I got 5 on one hand, 5 on another.
I got 3.
Yeah.
I just got 1 on both of my pinkies.
Cool. Oh, cool. Well, that means we lost some because we're at 19.
<Damn it>.
So now we can move on to 20, the big 2-0.
Whoa.
The one ring, the ruling ring. Okay.
The ruling ring.
This ring was not outsourced. Sauron realized his mistake where, like, the elves couldn't get any reception. The dwarves, it wasn't the exact kind of fucking evil curse that he was looking for. Yeah. He was just like,
this evil curse is so slow. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
It was 3G network is what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
He couldn't get the download speed.
He's powerful. He put his own dink right in it and just started hammering away at it.
Yeah.
He used his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of a smithing hammer. That's some bitch shit right there.
That's how he got the engraving on the inside. Is
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It was... It was forged in secret by Sauron himself. Celebrimbor apparently didn't think it was weird that he ordered 19 rings, because odd numbers, it's not like a baker's dozen, which is 13.
I mean, though, 3, 5, and 7, or 3, 5, and 9.
3,
very,
5,
very
and 9.
Very,
very fine. Like,
suck it to me, suck
numbers.
It to me, one
no,
more.
No, 3, 7, and 9, excuse me.
3, okay. 7, and 9.
Yeah, 3, 7, and 9.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's just because, you know, we know how this all turns out, where it seems like a weird order, but like 19 rings is like... Cool, man.
Can I get 19 rings and just the material for a 20th? But, yeah. Like, I'm not going to make a ring or
just
anything.
For repairs?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sure, whatever, man.
Do you want, like, more than, like, just one extra ring's worth of stuff for repairs? You got, like, 19 rings. More of them might break. No, just the one. It's good.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm not expecting more than one repair.
Yeah. Oh, I ordered 19. Can I get, like, a free one?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well, I don't normally do deals, Sauron. Like, come on, man. You know me.
Yeah,
it's a
come on, Celebrimbor.
Celebrimbor, we go way back, man.
Amazing. I need, like, a baker's 4 hands.
Yeah. Celebrimbor, come on. I was there at the creation of your race.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. And let's not forget, I was there at the creation of the first race. He's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody. Fuck, you can have enough gold for... Whatever you want. I don't care. Fuck. Sauron put much of his power into this ring, and it was the ring to rule them all, and was intended to dominate the minds of the 19 bearers.
Yes.
It contained the powers of all the rings to an even greater extent. So, wind, fire, water, gold attractions.
It's the Captain Planet ring.
Sorcery.
Heart.
Foresight. Foreskin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sight.
Right,
other
sight.
Yeah.
4-4.
Healing, probably.
Yeah. Good song.
4-4 loco.
The, yeah, 16 loco.
Yeah.
He could pound 16 loco and still walk home.
Racist Mickey Mouse.
Exactly.
Mouse there,
He could defrost Walt Disney whenever he wanted.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All the power of the other rings.
Yeah, the wealth to buy Fox at his whim.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He bought Fox, so that means he got X-Men and The Simpsons.
And the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
They're already Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always?
The first Avengers.
Yeah,
Disney owned
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Disney or Marvel by the first one.
So what he wanted to do, basically, was kind of, like, get into everybody's minds and dominate their races. And that's what he wanted this ring for.
Yeah.
He wanted to take over the world, weirdly enough, without military action.
He just wanted to, like, I'm in charge now.
Yeah, he was just like...
He wanted a peaceful coup.
Honestly, that's kind of noble, if you put it that way. It's like,
He just wanted to put viruses on anybody's computer by sending them spam emails. That's it.
If you could put a virus on someone's computer and make them stop doing racist tweets, would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that turned out to be the ring and it killed everybody?
Dang.
What
if those racists turn into immortal ghosts?
Yeah, that's it. What if those racists are actually cowards, flee a battle, and then are tormented by their betrayal for the rest of eternity?
And live in a mountain, and you need to go get them back later.
Yeah, until
Dang
a king
it.
Shows up to bring them back.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, when Aragorn had to go get all those KKK skeletons.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you guys not wear the hoods, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I really need your help, but could you not embarrass me?
Your bony lips.
I'm going to be king someday.
I was going to say, your bony lips are fine. Just take the fucking hoods off. The ring itself, however, was the simplest, because he wasn't too vain, despite his desire for power.
No gold and blue.
It was just a gold band.
Just gold band, just, baby.
It was a plain old ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not Indiana Jones. It's the plain cup. That's the god one.
That was a wood cup. Yeah, it was a wooden one, yeah. He had not, like, unlike Nazi guy, had not chosen poorly. So Sauron did not age to death in front of that hot blonde chick.
Nice.
Sorry, wouldn't have existed if he did, I bet.
No, exactly. Sauron found out about the three elven rings and was super not cool without them being untouched by darkness.
Celebrimbor!
Though the one ring still had a little bit of power over them, he decided to attack the blacksmith Celebrimbor. Celebrimbor was shot with multiple arrows and mounted on a spike. And then his corpse was paraded around like a banner.
Cool. That's what you get for crossing me.
That's a thing that happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it so much anymore, eh? That type of stuff?
Thankfully.
I mean, in some parts of the world, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't think we need to talk about it on this episode, but yeah.
There's still a lot of war crimes going on. Can we talk about heads on spikes a little bit? Yeah.
We're just going to wrap up the War of the Ring, maybe.
Instead
of the injustices of the real world.
Yeah.
all of this...
We don't have rings. Everything's fine here.
Yeah. No evil rings on Earth. Yeah. We're good.
This is a fantasy world where evil exists, not like the real world.
Yeah, no. You know what? I'm going to go hang out with regular Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
that's an old meme. Go find that one in our backlog there.
One of the first 10
Twitter
episodes,
James.
I don't remember where that is.
It's a Metroid episode.
There you go.
As regular Jim.
Pete, you remember so much. I forget our whole...
Mine like a trap, this one.
You tricked me into thinking we said stuff about people that we didn't in the sound check, because I do not remember our first episode.
I sure did do that. Yeah.
Tricked you into thinking that Silence of the Lambs 2 featured Hannibal crossing the Alps on an elephant.
Well, that was just my own movie ignorance.
Because you couldn't remember the movie that you'd see.
I can't remember a movie I haven't seen, I'll say that.
So all of this rings and all these rings and all this corruption and all this trying to control people's minds with jewelry would eventually lead to the War of the Last Alliance, where men and elves would fight alongside each other against Sauron and his ring. Gil-galad, who, if we remember, was the OG,
king.
Was the OG pimp, got the first two rings before giving one to Elrond. He was alongside Elendil, who was a human king, and the High King of Gondor. Sorry, I said that weird. Elendil was a human king and the High King of Gondor. Yeah, that's both those things.
Was the human king of Gondor.
Yes, exactly. They managed to inflict enough wounds on Sauron that Elendil's son Isildur could cut the ring from his hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Which we remember from the first film. In the book, it is so much cooler. Mm. They both suffered, so this would be Gil-galad and Elendil. They would both suffer great wounds in the process, and Elendil ended up dying.
Yeah.
And then after Isildur cut the ring from Sauron's hand, Gil-galad received severe burns from the heat and died from the explosion of energy that erupted from Sauron's armor.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm not okay.
Good thing Isildur just throws it into the fire when he's done.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, exactly.
Ouch! That's not a way to go. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You guys are too happy about this.
Melted alive.
It's really fucking cool. I think it's a good, like, because Sauron had tied himself so hard to the ring that as soon as they were separated, he's an angel. All of his like angelic light burst forth and then burned Gil-galad to death,
and presumably a lot of other people, a lot of other unnamed.
Oh
people.
Yeah, exactly.
Presumably or presumably.
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 Are we sure on that
Lore
one?
Boys yes. Lore Boys canon. Presumably.
Take us down this rabbit hole again.
Gil-galad was not known to have a wife or any children, so the ring passed to Isildur, which he took as a trophy.
Elrond told him to cast it into the fire.
Exactly, he did, which he did not, because the hearts of men are so easily seduced.
And sickle.
The ring retained some of its power over the weak hearts of men, and Isildur kept it.
I always heard the saying, the hearts of men are smart. And stuff.
No. This would then
cool. They got big dicks.
This would then move, and not as big as dwarves though.
No, not as big. Yeah.
Not like a dwarf dick.
Those are monstrously large.
No,
so then we move into the prologue of the film and the books that like where you talk about the ring and how it kind of stayed with Isildur.
And they're riding through the forest. Bandit gets him killed.
It was orcs attack them.
Was it orcs?
Yeah.
When does Blibbo get it?
He finds it by accident.
Yeah, he challenges, or he finds it by accident, then Smeagol tries to get it back, yeah. Or I guess it's Gollum at that point, tries to get it back, but he challenges him to Riddles in the Dark.
Yeah, so...
It's a great chapter in the
last time I played Riddles in the Dark, I was really unhappy with the result. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't spoken to my uncle since.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, the
Let's play Who's in My Mouth.
Yeah.
The ring kind of got retconned into being super important, because in The Hobbit, yeah. It's just a magic
it's
ring.
It's just a ring of yeah. invisibility.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's like, hey, I'm going to write a whole book about this fucking ring that they found.
Yeah, it turns out it's cool. Like bestowed yeah. upon the earth by...
As a dungeon master, I would totally do... If it was like somebody is like, hey, like, do I want to roll to like search the room, and I'm like...
magic
okay. Like, there's nothing in that room. I haven't prepared anything in that room. They're like, I rolled a natural 20. I might be like, okay, you find this thing. You find this gold and all this gems, and then like after that session, you go home and you're like, okay, now what the fuck is all this shit that they found?
Ethan, you're right. You wrote The Lord of the Rings.
That is true. I did do that.
Yeah, exactly. There, so, guys.
Jethan, Rorge, Runier.
Tolkien.
Palmer.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Wow. I'm just learning that now, mm-hmm. after 20 whatever years. Yeah.
So that's the rings. That's them rings in The Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And the Lord himself.
Now, Sonic, those rings, same rings?
Yep.
Cool.
That's why he never dies, but
there's only
hit.
20 rings in Sonic.
Yeah, you can check out our episode of the Chaos Sonic Emeralds. Yeah, well, that's the theme song for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly.
Written by... Who writes the actual Lord of the Rings?
Howard Shore.
Yeah, yeah.
We played a medley from the first movie in high school, and it was beautiful. The flute section was great. I was on trombone. There's not a lot of highlights for trombone on that soundtrack, but anyways, yeah.
Not a lot of highlights in the life of a tromboner.
Oh,
either.
Yeah. This
boom! I got him.
Oh, you got me. There's one song that it does real good, but.
There's one song where I really
started. Yeah, Foley high five.
It's Pacquiao. What's his name?
Pavarotti.
You know, Pavarotti. That's the one. Yeah, Pavarotti has a really good trombone.
I do know.
Yeah, it's good.
So, before we wrap up, possibly the most important thing ever written as far as fantasy goes would be this one email we got from Denmark.
Oh, we got a friend from Denmark. Anyone else who's out there, send us an email at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. Denmark, dude, I was having a bad day, and your email legitimately brought me from, like, a 2-day to an 8-day. Like, I was so much happier after reading this. So, yeah,
I love seeing it come in, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this one goes. Hey, boys. Shout out from now, in brackets, sunny Denmark. I love your show, and the banter keeps me chuckling on early and late work commutes. I'm looking forward to more great stuff from y'all. That's a Danish term, I guess. I don't really understand that.
It means you all.
I know.
It means
you all,
yeah.
Y'all.
I don't know if any of you ever played Arcanum, but if you like obscure RPGs, it could be worth looking into. Keep up the good work. Ben, Denmark.
Ben, we love you, dude.
Bendmark is, I believe, what it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
Bendmark.
Bendmark.
Dude, thank you so much for writing it.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I have a friend from Denmark.
Yeah,
his name is Per. P-E-R. We also have a land dispute as Canadians with Denmark. We're Hans Island.
Remove
their flag.
Such a nice story, though. I love it.
We place a bottle of rye and place our flag. Then they come, remove our flag, place a bottle of schnapps.
Yeah,
and
back and forth. We feed each other liquor in the most friendly of
and the most Canadian and Denmarkian.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's definitely the one.
So anyway, if you like all that stuff about some of the fancy bling there, and again, thank you, Ben. We would like some bling of our own, but for that, we need some cashola. So, Ethan, Loreboys Prime, what are we going to buy with all that sick, sick Loreboys Prime money?
So you guys heard about the cookbook.
Yep.
Clam juice is going to be big this season.
Yes.
We're here to tell you that clam juice is not only delicious and nutritious, it also has... 100 other useful applications for it. So we have...
Possibly the power of foresight. We don't fucking know.
We're putting out two books. One, our cookbook. The second one, 101 uses for clam juice. Because we have way too much clam juice, so we've been getting pretty creative.
I'll tell you, 99 of them are different types of Caesars, but...
Yeah, that's it. Jamie did have a lot of input in this book. This is kind of his project. Me and Peter kind of focused on the cookbook.
Yeah.
And the podcast.
Ethan just said clams, and then Peter just said clam juice.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. And then Jamie just ran with it.
Yeah.
He was just like, no, I know what to do.
I've never seen him so industrious before. But anybody who wants to support the show financially, please buy our cookbooks and our clam juice books. books.
Guys,
it is scented like clam juice because we dip them each in clam.
We joke. It's been 2 years. I'm going to set up a Patreon this week, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to set up a Patreon.
A real one?
Yeah, because, like, honestly, there's we have given the opportunity for people to give us money, and you make a wonderful joke every week. We never have. There's people who want to support us. We can buy better mics. We can get a studio.
We've talked about this before. As soon as we give people the option to actually pay, we're going to owe them a lot of shit, which we can't deliver.
Yeah.
We don't have this book, Jamie.
All right. Well,
Jamie, this is all make-believe.
Let's consult
the lawyers. We can barely meet and record the edits.
Let's consult the lawyers. We'll come back next week.
Yeah, exactly. We're recording at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on a work night.
Yeah.
One quick thing, though, that I think you should also check out is there is going to be a poll out on our Facebook as to what flavor DeVitos are going
to
be.
Yeah, that is true.
I would love to. Yeah.
My vote is
you
want to
do like corn chips, some other kind of grain chip, whatever.
I'm still on the pork rinds, dude.
Potato.
Yeah.
Or
Jamie's
just like,
pork rind, man.
Or just thin rinds.
I'm a pescatarian.
I'm not saying I want to eat DeVitos. I'm saying what fits DeVito best is pork rinds.
Fair.
Yeah. But what fits Doritos?
Are we talking
best?
So now I really feel like we're getting off the rails here. But yeah. I feel like you're talking Frank Reynolds more than you're talking Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
How do you know Danny DeVito?
He was in Matilda.
He was in Matilda.
On a day-to-day basis?
No.
That's one movie. It's Always Sunny in Matilda was not a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
thank you, Ben. Yeah. Thank you, Ben, for reaching out.
Yeah.
Everybody else, please reach out to us. Send us emails. Tweet at us at Loreboys on Twitter. We're at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man.
TLB _ James Miller on Instagram. And I need a Twitter. If you guys want to send in some Twitter ideas for my name, because I really need a new name, I'm going to rebrand my PlayStation and I'm going to get a Twitter.
Damn, we're over J-Milk.
Yeah.
Jeez,
over
really?
J-Milk. I'm going to...
What's your brand, dude? Careful with it.
He's
lactose gym tolerant, fuck.
Yeah.
How much is the cookbook?
$24.99.
There you
That's
go.
That's not the cookbook, okay. Sorry. That's the clam juice book. The cookbook is free if you buy the clam juice book. We have way too many of them, and I don't think they're going to sell.
Yeah. We use that plastic wrap and just like hair dried it on the front. Yeah. And that constitutes a lore, boys.
Ow.
Goodbye.
Road singing.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Everyone at home, you got some free throat singing on this episode.
Didn't know that Jamie was
Wait,
Mongolian
Jamie,
slash
sing,
Inuit. Jamie,
sing a note. Sing a note. That's what dragon sounds
God, look
like.
What that looks like.
Yeah, it looks great.
Look at the waveform on that.
Oh, she's thick.
Yeah.
That's some thick waveform.
You're welcome,
listeners. You come to the Lore Boys for some thick waveforms.
Some thick waveforms, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you gotta combine those two together, but it's hard to do in practice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.